Welcome to Little Fella Radio on littlefellaradio.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, AJ. Make sure you follow Little Fella Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Today's show is brought to you by the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Amazon is the number one way to save a few dollars. If you know your parents shop Amazon, tell them to do it through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Hello, everybody. I'm AJ, and this isn't no normal episode of Little Fella Radio. This is a guy takeover. I repeat, guys are taking over Little Fella Radio. I have two friends. They're not friends. They're more like brothers. They have both been on the show before. I'd like to reintroduce longtime LFR returnee, Jalen, and my good old brother, my favorite person in the whole wide world, Karsten. You know, one word Karsten, who said literally a total of maybe seven words the last time he was on here. Say hello.
Hello.
Wow, he said hello. That took forever to get out of him last time. But yes, thank you. This is a very special episode because there's no Sydney. And before you ask, no, we just kicked her out. She didn't ditch this time. No, I'm just kidding. I like to poke fun at her. But yes, these two are here. We're going to talk about whatever we want to talk about. And hopefully you guys find our annoying jokes funny just like we do. Because they probably aren't funny, and you're going to think that we're weird by the end of this. But you know, more power to you. So, welcome.
I'll get out more than seven words this time.
Well, there you go. He already broke his record. He already broke his record. Jalen, this is the third time you've done the show. How does it feel to be back in the studio?
Man, it's been like 2 years, and I've been begging for this like every day of every year, and y'all still haven't brought me back until now. But it's the guy's takeover, so I'm straight, though.
Your wish has been granted. Karsten, this is your second time doing it. How does it feel to be back?
Better, because I'm not a rookie anymore.
Is that what you were calling it the first time?
Yeah.
Jalen did amazing his first time.
Well, I'm not Jalen.
Obviously. There's a few differences on why you guys aren't the same, but I'm not going to point them out.
No, you probably should.
I mean, there's like one.
There's one's a major one. And then, you know, everything else.
And there are like two with his hat. But shirt.
Karsten, he should be a lot more energetic because he doesn't have Sydney here, and Sydney made him really nervous because he's scared of girls. he thinks they have cooties.
They do.
Yeah, cooties are wild. Cooties are a horrible thing. If you get cooties from girls nowadays, you turn into lesbians.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Lesbians are everywhere. Turning into a lesbian is never good, apparently.
At least not in your. Okay, cool.
New fun fact from Karsten: lesbians are bad. I mean, I'm only slightly scared of them, because you never know what they're going
to
do.
That's bad to say, though. This is Pride Month. It's supposed to show love and equality, man.
It's 2017, man. Get with the program. You got to love all.
It's 2017, man. We're respecting women. Where are you?
All is love and love is all.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, moving on. I just want to point this out so you people don't think that we're edgy. Oh, that's coming back. Yes, me and Karsten, if you are watching perfectly, you can see that me and Karsten wearing the same shirt. It's a Five Nights at Freddy's shirt because we're edgy and we're obsessed.
Still are.
Slightly.
We spent hours and hours theorizing, watching theory videos, and sitting in the back of car rides constantly discussing.
Writing letters to the creators.
We wrote an email once
saying
that we thought we cracked the code.
He never responded.
Never responded, but I doubt he responds to anyone. So, yeah, I read the book all the way. He didn't read all the book all the way from Five Nights at Freddy's, but I read it all. Confused me completely. But, you know, made sense, I guess.
Yeah, so now you know these guys are edgy. They probably shop at Hot Topic like at least once a week.
No, it's
Spencer's.
Spencer's, that's what it is.
My bad.
Not the warehouse place, the Spencer's that you find in malls.
Spencer's with a Z.
Yeah, the fun place that has like all the stuff from up-to-date, like, stuff that's popular, like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Popular.
Like stuff like Five Nights at Freddy's, Steven Universe, which I love. You know, some other edgy stuff.
I don't understand why you love that.
I already told this to Sydney. It's a bunch of lesbian aliens fighting each other.
Again, never good.
Well,
it's lesbian aliens.
Lesbian aliens fighting
that's
each other.
That's the start. And then they're fighting each other? Come on now.
I just realized that Steven is... Steven's mom is a gem, and she put her gem on Steven's body when he was born. So that means Steven is a hermaphrodite. But
yeah.
But the gems don't have genitals and all that, because they don't need to go through bodily functions. But if you think about it, he's technically a hermaphrodite, but the creator of Steven Universe said they don't have genders, but their fetus...
Move past this.
No, because
I was gonna say, but his mom's a gem, though. So technically, wouldn't she just be like a rock on his body, though?
Yeah, she's permanently attached to him.
So technically, he's kind of like a Ben 10 in a way. Just instead of having a watch, he's got.
Don't ever bring up Ben 10.
Why? Ben 10 was the greatest.
I never liked Ben 10.
Oh, yeah, you're wild.
Dude, I had the watch and everything.
He did, though.
I never liked Ben 10. I don't know why. Just never got into it. And then they constantly just kept remaking it and remaking
it. That's when it got bad.
And it was always bad. My English is never going to recover.
I don't think your English had a chance of recovering.
I don't think I even had an English in the first place.
I think you've had a dirty American.
A dirty American?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like a really bad version of speaking English.
I'm dying. I don't know why all of a sudden. Death. That's an inside thing that y'all will probably get later. But, Jalen.
Yup.
It's been a while since everyone's seen you, since it's been, like you said, 2 years. What's been going on in your life? How's everything been in Jalen's universe?
I mean, like, I'm about to legally change my name in, like, 3 weeks. Because Jalen is not cutting it for me. My name is about to be Fernandez after this. Y'all can just call me Fez. No, I'm just joking.
The look on mine and Carson's face, we actually believed you up until you said that.
Yeah, pretty much.
We were both just like, why didn't we know about this?
Nah.
We tell each other everything, and you decide to be like, oh, you know. Bombshell. Boom!
Name change.
My name's turning into Fernandez.
Yeah, no.
That sounds more like a last name.
True.
Have two last names. Yeah.
Are you like Ricky Bobby?
Just the opposite version. Instead of having two first names, you got two last names.
Two last names. So you'd be Fernandez Jenkins.
Yee.
Yeah, good luck having 2K try to say that one.
I mean, that probably wouldn't be bad.
They would just stick with Prez.
They would just probably
they would
that
stick
or
with
Jenkins.
Prez. Do they say your last name in 2K?
Yeah, they say it enthusiastically too. Just Jenkins. I'm like, oh.
My God.
No, that's legit my exact reaction whenever I actually hit the little bar for my name because I have a common last name. So.
Yeah, I have freaking non-common last names. 2K's just like, yeah, no. Your name should be common. Your last name should be common. Common.
It's hyphenated, so no.
Then take the hyphen out.
No, it's Ramirez-Francois. They don't pick up the second
Francois
part
of it, yeah. So, they get the Ramirez
but
part.
They still they say Ramirez, though?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They say it in like a low tone, though. It's like,
Ramirez.
Ramirez.
It's like they get it, but they don't.
Lucky you. I don't ever get anything on any game. I mean, always just
Andrew.
They don't say that. They don't call you by your first name. It's always last name in sports. You guys should know this.
I mean, well,
since you were in like
or nicknames.
Well, yeah, I don't get nicknames.
Yeah, Prez.
Yeah.
Fresh squeezed orange juice.
Got that fresh squeezed orange juice? Everyone instantly just went, "Oh God."
Unless they're 2K fans.
Unless they're 2K fans and they just went, "Hey, I get y'all. Y'all suck, but I get y'all."
Probably doing the handshake right now.
Yeah. How did it? I can't even remember how it went.
I got it too.
Yep. I'll remember it in like two.
I don't think there are sound effects to it.
Really? I just added those for enthusiasm.
Oh, dang. Well, somebody please bring back like the regular AJ because I don't know who this like.
This is a Sidget Spinner, AJ.
Please don't make me say that because people would be like, that's so disrespectful. How dare you say that? PG-13, guys. PG-13. Okay. Let's not call fidget spinners.
Spinners?
Whoa, I'm fidget spinner.
Man, you are on the verge of getting over PG-13 right now. Somebody get this, man.
Hey, spinner does not sound like anything else, okay? It doesn't. Don't even say it does because we are PG-13. Bad things don't exist. Right. We're PG-13, not PG. So bad things exist, but we don't like to acknowledge bad things. This is a High School Musical movie. We just act like everything is happy. We sing a song and we're all in this together.
Yeah, I'm not singing.
I hope you don't sing. You sound like a dying goat.
Yes.
So, Jalen, since I'm pretty sure if we didn't talk about Carson's love of sports, quick rundown. Carson plays like every sport underneath the sun and he's good at it.
Like the only thing he doesn't play is probably like beach volleyball. He probably don't play hockey.
Okay, smart Alec.
Curling. I'm pretty sure he's not curling either.
Let's go back to volleyball.
Curl those barbells.
Let's go. Oh my God.
Curls for the girls, know what I'm saying? Hey, get it in. Get it
you
in.
Guys are edgy. But Jalen, you said volleyball. Volleyball is your poison that you picked, right?
That's not really a poison if you ask me, though.
Continue with it. Don't put flaws in my flawed logic. I don't need more flaws in my flaws. That doesn't make any sense. Just go with it.
Yeah, I did play volleyball this year and last year because, you know, I need another sport to play because I've been snubbed by the coach every year ever since. So, besides basketball, it is. So, I play volleyball. Varsity captain this year, you know what I'm saying? I got things done. All city honorable mention. I'm doing things out here, man.
I tried out for baseball back in my old school, but, like, I don't know, I guess I just wasn't.
Wait, you tried out for baseball?
I did.
Why didn't I know about this?
Same, though.
Because I didn't make the team, obviously.
You could have told me to try out.
Oh. I tried out for baseball in, like, seventh grade.
Oh, good job. Good for you.
Like, 4 years too late. Come on.
I would have tried out for every sports team at my school if we had sports teams, which, you know, sports are bad, guys.
Years, Carson.
What?
4 or 5.
Because you said fourth grade.
No, he said seventh grade.
Are we counting seventh or not counting seventh?
Yeah.
Seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th.
It's 5.
5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Math! The one thing we totally don't need.
Mathematics.
Math is my nightmare.
What?
I just barely figured out. I had like a breakthrough in like the last 3 weeks of school on logarithms.
I don't pay attention to those.
I don't pay attention to math at all. It's probably why I'm probably not going to get a good grade
on
it.
This is why I always aced all of my math classes.
I don't get math. That's the thing.
It's so easy, though. It's legit finding a loophole and a shortcut.
Look at you, super duper smart.
Not really, though, but...
He's going to college.
Obviously,
okay,
smart.
The thing is, I graduated high school, though, so of course I'm going to college.
Oh, yeah, Jalen's old, if y'all didn't know that. He's older than all of us.
Yeah, I'm like, according to them, I'm like 75.
Out of our group... Carson's, like, barely turning 21. I'm, like, middle age, and you're turning 100.
So, I'm, like, 21. You're what, 40? 50?
Nah, he's, like, 48.
Yeah.
And you're, like, 80-something.
Yeah, I'm, like, young.
Even though we're a year apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's because I, like...
No, I'll put him at, like, 65, 70.
Yeah, give me a good 74.
That's still a good 30-year difference between us.
Okay, and there's pretty much a 30-year difference between you two.
No, we're very alike. Some might think that he's older than me. Not because he's taller than me, but because of the way he acts.
Hey, I wasn't going to say anything. But
yes,
honestly.
You were. I could see it. You're just like, oh, should I say something? Should I insult him? I told him he had to be nice to me because it's my show. What were we talking about? Sports. I have brain farts nowadays because I get so off topic. And
nowadays?
You're getting old.
I'm having dementia. Dementia? Is that what it is? Dementia?
Dementia? Dementia. Yeah, dementia.
Yeah, that thing. I'm not good with remembering things.
Yeah, you got dementia and Alzheimer's.
Yay!
Oh, that's what it was. It was Alzheimer's.
That's what you're thinking of?
Why am I dying?
Because you're old.
Wow. But you're older than me.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I'm a healthy old. I'm that old man that's still be in the gym, though. You're like that old man that watched the grandkids every now and then.
At least I spend time with my family.
Hey.
Who needs a family? We got the gym.
You're going to have a miserable future if you think like that.
No, I don't want to watch my grandkids. I got to pump some iron.
Dad, you've only seen them when they were born.
And I could have been at the gym that day. I wish I was. Man, that's like deeper than what I thought it was going to be. But all right, cool.
You got to take things. You gotta take things deep, Jalen. Woo! PG-13, AJ. PG-13.
Let me not make any jokes.
But 2016 took another one from us because it's not 2017. It's 2016. And they took another one from us. The great Adam West.
Adam Wee.
Adam Wee. He had passed away last week? Last Friday?
Yeah,
last Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Last Saturday.
Age of 88.
Age of 88. He had passed away. A lot of people, older people, know him as Batman back in...
The original Batman.
The original Batman the back original in, like, Batman. The 70s? 60s? 60s. 60s. I think it was 68, 60, what I read.
Yeah, 60s,
something in
whatever.
The 60s. He was known to them as the original Batman. To others, he was Mayor West and Family Guy. I remember him as Catman in The Fairly Odd Parents.
Yep.
I believe there was something else that he was in. I can't remember it.
He was something else as Adam West, too.
Yeah, he was something else as himself. I think he was in The Simpsons as well as himself.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Everything he's been in, he's always himself.
He's always himself in everything
besides
that he
Fairly
does.
Besides Fairly Odd Parents and Batman.
No, he was
Adam West.
Yeah.
He was like Batman, just Catman is his alter ego.
Yeah, it was Catman Adam West.
And if you remember how weird he is as Mayor West in Family Guy, he was that same exact weird in The Fairly Odd Parents, just more PG. even though he's always PG. But he was more cartoonish in a way. But he, I don't know, he was just
basically
Adam West.
Basically just transfer the same character to each show.
Yeah, he's always the same. I can't vouch for Batman because I never watched him as Batman.
Yeah, same.
But I know that he was always the same in everything he did animation-wise. Because
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Adam West. You will be missed.
Rip A-Dub.
No one's going to be able to replace you.
What are they going to do now?
I don't know what Family Guy's going to do. Because maybe they just don't ever talk about him again. Maybe they have a funeral for him.
Or they just him and Lois's sister move and they get a new mayor and then he's just gone.
Pretty much. That could be something.
But that might change Quahog. Because Mayor West just kind of kept it relaxed. Like, Peter was able to crash and everything while drunk driving and no one would care.
True.
If they got a new mayor, maybe that can make for some more
Maybe that's an episode, a couple episodes like they did with when Brian died.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, no, those were horrible. I did not like the... If they picked a different type of dog or different way of doing the dog than what they did after Brian died, I would have been okay with it.
Right.
But they didn't replace him with a good enough character.
That's true.
Maybe that was the point. No, that wasn't the point, because Seth MacFarlane said that Brian was supposed to stay dead until so many people were just, at his throat ready to kill him because Brian died.
I cried that episode.
Word, though?
Yeah, I was so devastated.
It's Brian. People always talk crap about Brian, oh, he's a player, he does this, and when he died, you're just like, no. That's like having Stewie die.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You saw Stewie cry, and you just instantly started crying. You couldn't help it.
I know, because Stewie and Brian are always at each other's throats, and so when Stewie cried, you're just like, he really loved him.
Right.
Every once in a while, they have those episodes where they show that they love each other, but when they really show that they love each other, that sounds weird if you take it that way. I know how to ruin moments.
they did have an episode like that, though.
Is it the one where they were trapped in the safe vault?
No, the one where Stewie wanted to spend more time with Brian, so he impregnated himself.
Oh, true.
That was such a creepy episode. Although I kind of love that episode because they just had these
moments.
Retarded babies. And
they just let them all die.
They just let them all die.
Yep.
I like that baby that kept banging his head on the wall and Stewie's just talking. Just, you stop that! And the baby just stopped. Okay. That was just a weird episode. But the most disgusting episode was when Brian and Stewie were stuck in that vault and Stewie had Brian eat his poopy diaper. I almost puked watching that. I can never watch that episode again. And I was watching the 200 episode thing that Seth McMar... That's not his
Seth
name.
McFarlane.
Seth McFarlane, not Seth McMarlin. He was talking about that episode, how so many people almost died on the inside because of that episode. I was like, oh.
The one that got me the most is when they, either the one where they drink,
Is that bottle. The one they drank that thing and tried to see who could last the longest without puking?
Yeah, yeah.
Either that one
or the one where they're going, Brian reverses time because he used the time machine too much.
I just watched that episode.
And then they have to eat it all back up and it goes backwards.
That was disgusting too.
Oh my God.
Because he was just like, it just kept going and I was like, that is horrible.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Because they were watching and they were just like, oh no. Everything's in reverse. All of a sudden, they're just sitting there. All of a sudden, imagine if time went backwards.
Please don't. Please,
and you
please
had,
don't. Please.
And you just, went back in time far enough to when you puked. And you're
no, just stop. Just stop. Just stop.
Okay. In y'all opinion, what do you think would be the greatest Family Guy moment, ever?
Every episode. Every episode starting from season 8. Season 7, I'll say. Because season 7 was the beginning of good episodes for me.
I like the beginning ones, though.
I don't.
No?
The characters weren't fully developed yet. They weren't themselves. They were just...
Dude, if you go back...
Scared the crap out of me. I was not ready for that. I don't know. I didn't like the way Brian was in the beginning. Y'all having a fun time there? I didn't like the way Brian was in the beginning because he was just too... He wasn't developed like how he was now. He wasn't constantly getting with girls. They tried to throw on the writing thing, that he was a writer trying to do that. He was more into politics instead of having him be this dude who tries to be better than what he really is.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's really disturbing though, if you go back in the very first episode and you look at the song in the very beginning, the song we were just listening
to. The theme song?
Yeah.
Yes.
and you go to the part where they're standing in front of like the pictures of the kids individually, like when Lewis is at the piano, mm-hmm. and you look at them, they're so deformed.
They don't have faces. They're just
blobs.
Shapes. They're blobs. They're shapes.
They're like Picasso.
Picasso made them, and that's the one thing I liked about the show as it progressed. The pictures in the background started getting better. The animation characters. Started getting better.
Yeah.
The background had more depth. And then eventually they had, instead of having that door closed in the background, they had it open.
Yeah.
There were shadows and everything going on. And that Family Guy is a good example of how animation got better over
right.
time. Yeah. And The Simpsons.
And then you go to that one yes. episode where they go into the future and they're like all 3D.
When they go into the, no, when they're in the future and they go into the past and they go to the very first episode and they're all just kind of like sitting there like, oh, God.
When Peter's eye goes over his like, nose.
Oh. And he's like, oh, God, this is the part where Peter's eye does that weird thing where he's like, poof, his eye just popped out, and you're just like, ugh.
And then after that, you go back to the first episode, and you actually look for it, and it actually happens. You're like,
they just broke the fourth wall. No, I think the biggest thing was when they broke the fourth wall was when Brian was reversing time, and it was where Stewie had to be, like, reborn, or unborn, I guess, in a way. Mm-hmm. And he started freaking out. He's like, oh, no. We really are back in time. And he looked at Meg, and he looked at her, and he said, you're the, he said the voice actor for Meg in the first season.
Oh, yeah.
He
yeah.
said, that's who you are. And I was kind of just like, what?
Or in the one where they're speaking like, I can't remember what language it is, but it's like a gibberish language. And he says, Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I
yeah,
think
yeah,
you're
yeah.
thinking of the Star Wars episode.
Yeah,
yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
it
yeah, yeah.
Because when Joe was, Jabba the Hutt, he's like, Ika Choka Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
I love that part. And then, that Lady Marmabelle song or whatever, where like Kichi Kichi Ya 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 or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
When
yeah.
Princess Leia is choking Jabba the Hutt, Joe is actually saying that while he's being choked.
Is he?
Yeah. So what? Seth MacFarlane pretty much just said, say random stuff when it comes to being Jabba the Hutt, and whoever did it was perfect when it came to writing it.
Yo,
they said, true. Say this, and it was perfect. I also figured out that the voice actor for Kris Griffin isn't actually Seth MacFarlane.
No.
I don't know. I just saw it. I figured out in the 200th episode, it's not Seth MacFarlane. I thought Seth MacFarlane did Joe, Brian, Stewie, Peter, Chris, and somebody
Peter
else.
Peter Smith.
Who?
Peter Smith.
The dad.
Yeah.
Lewis' dad.
Oh, Peter Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Smith. I was like, is that Peter's last name? Was there an episode I missed somewhere?
And the him and the doctor have the same voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a...
They broke
the fourth wall in one of the episodes. They said then they kind of looked at each other like, oh my God.
The reaction, like, the one episode they have the reactions to where they interview a bunch of people is the greatest.
Oh, yes.
They're like, would you ever recommend this to your family? No.
No.
Just a definite no.
There were so many people that talk crap about the show, and Seth was just, he found it funny. I don't know. It's funny that we're talking about Family Guy because... The thing about me and Carson, I don't know much for Jalen because he's never really told us, but me and Carson have probably literally seen every episode of both Family Guy and American Dad 100 times because we watch it whenever we're bored. We also fall asleep listening to that. We wake up listening to that. It's the one show we watch constantly.
I know for sure I've watched every single episode of Family Guy in every season 7 times.
I've watched every single episode of every season so many times.
That I've counted anyway.
American Dad, every once in a while, I'll see an episode I haven't seen before, but I've watched
right.
every episode, probably every episode several times.
And now on Netflix, American Dad
got
rid of a bunch of seasons.
Wasn't
so.
It like season 4 through...
It was all the beginning seasons.
I thought they got rid of season 4 through...
Was what? It the end season?
I think it was the end seasons they got rid of. They, yeah, me and Sydney were talking about it recently. They got rid of Sense8. They cut off a lot of American Dad. And to Corey's dismay, they got rid of Scrubs.
Mm.
That was horrible. Corey
had a broken heart at that moment.
He freaked out. He wanted to call Netflix and sue them. He was mad. And then Comedy Central gave him life by playing a marathon of Scrubs. And he decided to go on Snapchat and tell Netflix that they've made a mistake.
But they did, though.
They did. Why did they get rid of so many things? Like, why did they get rid of Scrub?
They got rid of ESPN 30 for 30, too.
What?
Yep.
Mad.
All of them are gone.
I'm mad.
Maybe those aren't doing as popular as we think they are. Maybe American Dad.
Well, the American Dad later episodes is all they play on TV now. Like, if you go on TBS, they don't play any of the...
Old ones.
Yeah.
The only episode I seem to catch on TV is that one where Steve tries to impress all the cool kids by driving the tractor.
Yeah.
Because he has his tractor license, which that episode has a bizarre end that I will never begin to understand.
Is that even a thing? Like, is a tractor license a thing?
No. I would not know. I don't live on a farm.
It's not, because anybody can really drive a tractor, though. You don't need a special license to drive a tractor.
I guess I'd be saying, no, because a tractor is kind of...
Well, you needed to drive it on streets.
Yeah, that's different, though. But, like...
I think that's probably, like, a different thing in your driver's license. Like how some people have that ability to drive motorcycles.
Well, you get a different license for a motorcycle.
You get a different license for motorcycles, regular cars, semi-trucks. Mm-hmm. And then I think there's, like, two or three other ones.
Maybe tractor is one. But I feel like if you have to have a tractor license, you'd have to have, like, a golf cart license and a bunch of other stupid things.
The only thing that, when I said if you're driving a tractor on the road, is going into the country of GTA and you just see a random tractor driving on the road.
That is the worst in GTA, because if you, no matter if you're speeding or not, if you see a tractor, you just get mad. You're just like, why are you there?
And there's, like, no farmland around. It's literally just driving through the woods. Just
a random tractor. The equivalent of us just... hopping in a tractor and going, hey, let's go to McDonald's and just...
Right.
Pretty much.
Imagine a tractor through the drive thru like, yes, I'd like a 20-piece McNugget. Sir? I don't think we could serve you up there.
No, just toss it. No, it's like, I kind of remember that one SpongeBob episode when they made the drive thru.
Yeah,
and then Larry came through and SpongeBob couldn't reach.
Yeah, so didn't he, like, just break it?
He tried to stretch for it and then it fell.
Oh. Yeah, and then it fell and then they had to make a new one. He was like, Mr. Krabs, I can't give him his food. So he got a ladder and made a new hole at the top.
Yeah. That's a throwback episode. Whoa. I always do that. We've been talking about a lot of throwback episodes on Family Guy and American Dad and now SpongeBob. Throwbacks are good. Mm. Oh, I just remembered this. Do you guys know that Kim Possible was considered a 90s show even though it came out in 2002, I believe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody says it's like, oh, if you're a 90s kid, you remember Kim Possible.
Kim Possible came out in 2002, but it is worshipped as a 90s show. I don't know. Maybe it was one of those retro shows that were supposed to, like, help the 90s kids be like, oh, this reminds me of back in the 90s, and it just somehow morphed its way into the 90s segment.
I feel like... But I feel like it's still considered, like, more of a 90s show because, like, kids born in the 90s. Even if you were, like, because that came out in 2002, you said it like that?
I think, yeah.
You were, like, 12 by then. So, of course, you're going to remember that show. But if you were born in, like, 2000, you're not.
You just confused Carson hardcore because he said you'd be 12 right there. And he's like, he would be 2.
Exactly. No,
I was saying, like, I was like, wait, 3. I was like, oh, wait, 1990.
1990.
I had to connect the dots.
There you go.
So, even though that show still ran until, like, what, 2008?
I was going to say at least you're pretty, but you got a 4.0 GPA, so, you know, can't really say that.
I don't know how that happened.
Me either.
It's like magic.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Salty.
Nah, I am, because I got a 3.0 this year.
Yeah, I'd be lucky if I hit the 3 points. I don't know. I don't honestly know what my grades are going to be.
You ain't wrong, though, because you can't hoop. No, I'm just playing with you.
Okay. I was going to say something about Kim Possible. Oh, Kim Possible gives me hope because, what was that dude's name? Ron?
Yeah, Ron.
Ron worked his way out of the deepest friend zone a guy can get into and got with Kim.
And Same with Isabella from Phineas and Ferb.
True.
He friend zoned her to the max.
And then at the very end, in the very last episode, they were like, you know, she had a crush on you all through grade school. And he's like, what?
Yeah, his mind was blown. He's like, what? No way. She didn't make any sign of it. And we all kind of, everyone just kind of looked at him like, idiots.
Everybody
dumb.
Wanted to throw the remote at the TV. They're just like, no.
She's making up. What chick goes up to you every day like, what you doing? What you doing? I just want to spend time with you.
Pretty much.
Goes into your backyard every single day during the summer. Like, you don't even invite her over. She just shows up, bursts through the gate, and is like, what you doing?
Like, you just like, how do you not make mind of that?
Right.
Like, we know if we were chilling, a girl went out of her way to, if a, is that like the season one Phineas?
Yeah,
so
it is.
Weird. But I lost my train of thought now because of this. God, I'm just going to act like I'm not hearing this because that's a throwback. Phineas, I was always obsessed with Phineas and Ferb.
Same, though.
And yep. You know what made me mad was the Phineas and Ferb movie when Isabel found out that their minds were going to be erased and they weren't going to remember everything.
So she decided to kiss Phineas.
Yep. He found out right then and there that she liked him and he was happy. And then he forgot about it.
Yes.
And I felt so bad. I was like, that man, kid, person was going to remember that.
So when did they erase their minds to? Like, was it just that day?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because I was going to say, if they erased the whole summer,
they would redo everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And no one wants to go through all that again.
Do y'all remember, like, the first the very first episode of Phineas and Ferb when it came out?
They built a roller coaster.
Yeah, over the, and Candace was flipping out in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Good times, man.
And then they redid that episode, like, in the middle.
In a musical.
And they were just like, what should we do? Let's build a roller coaster. But we already did that.
Let's make a musical.
Let's add music. All right.
Right.
It was so weird, but my favorite song from that was when Candace was in the grocery store trying to convince her mom, and she was, like, listing off every single thing
right.
that Phineas and Ferb did. I memorized that just so I can try to say all that, try to make myself seem cool, but, you know, it didn't work because I don't remember much of it anyway.
So, the theme song of it, I always, like, tried to, like, sing along to it, and I never could. I never understood what they were saying. Like, when they were painting the continent, I didn't understand what they were saying. I was like, what do you mean? And then it finally clicked after like 2 years of watching the show that they were actually painting the continent.
Man.
Okay.
I think I'm late sometimes, but that's a really long...
Well, Carson's
good
always been slow, but yeah. We still love him.
Unless you catch him on the field, son.
Then he's not slow.
Or them base pads, you know what I'm saying? Too fast.
That's still a field.
Idiot. What's your favorite thing to say in Spanish?
Por favor.
Say... Woo! Second favorite thing to say in Spanish?
¿Qué pasa?
There you go.
Mi amigo. I was going to... When I texted you, ¿Qué pasa, mi amigo? I totally wanted to write gay pasta. Meh. Amiga.
Amiga.
Gay pasta?
Mm-hmm. That's how I say ¿Qué pasa? It's gay pasta.
You never noticed that?
Nah, because he said it like fast enough to where I didn't notice. So
that's the point. So say it fast enough so people are just like, what?
¿Qué pasa?
I once called someone, it was someone's name, and I said something really fast, and they kind of looked at me like, did you just say this? I was like, no, you're a friggin' idiot. I would never say that, and then instead I was like, yes.
Hey, AJ, do you remember that one time when we were talking, and I said game over really fast, and you thought I said gay mobile?
Yes, I do.
That was honestly the funniest thing ever at that moment, because I was like, game over, like, is that strictly for gay people? Is it strictly for happy people? Who are they serving?
I thought you were going to pause when you said, remember that one time we were talking? I was about to be like, Jalen, we do that a lot.
No, you remember the best day for no English, though?
Was that hot chocolate?
Yep. And,
PG-13, AJ, come on now.
I just said hot chocolate. I don't know what you're talking about.
What was the Bengals one, though? We were watching the football game at Wendy's.
We said...
What? Where was I?
I don't know. We went to go get ice cream, I think. And
I always get high school with that.
We were watching the Bengals, and I can't remember what team it was.
It was the Steelers.
It was the Steelers, and yeah, we went to Wendy's to get ice cream with the hot chocolate. I just went to ask him a question because I made him hot. I made him hot chocolate.
Okay, what?
I made
How
him
do
hot.
Do that.
I made him hot chocolate. Ways.
Oh.
I made him
okay.
hot chocolate.
I leave the show now.
I made him hot chocolate, and. We were just joking around and just saying a bunch of stuff, and I went to say, how was your hot chocolate? And I came out, how was your hot chocolate?
Yeah,
and
okay, I was there for that.
And he went to laugh, but he breathed through his nose. He had a nose exhale, and it just splashed up into his face and into his nose.
Yeah.
That was great. That was a great moment.
It was beautiful. I laughed so hard that day. Because
that burned so bad, though.
Was it worth it, though?
I mean, it was
It really
hot.
Was.
True. That's a good moment, though.
Did you say hot chocolate was hot?
No, he said it burned, and I was like, well, of course, it was hot. Hot chocolate, it's not cold
I feel like you're
chocolate.
Trying to insult him, but at the same time, I feel like, I don't know.
He's just trying to be a smart aleck.
Yeah. It's not working. Only real smart is allowed here, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, then you might need to leave.
Don't ever do that.
You want to check out my Pokemon collection?
No, thank you.
Okay, cool.
We can play Beyblades, though. Let it rip. Let it rip.
All I have is Bakugan.
Dude, I still have...
Oh, God.
I still have all my Bakugan, all my Beyblades, all my Pokemon.
Bakugan.
You still got your Game Boys.
Yep.
What is
the Game
What is Bakugan again?
The little, like, things
And like
that's so descriptive, okay. Karsten.
But so like, you had like the metal card, and you would like
roll them
onto the thing.
God, I completely forgot about Bakugan.
I had four tins full, upper and lower deck.
The greatest memory I have though of me and you when we were younger was when we would get that all your Pokemon action figures and have like a whole Pokemon village
all on my bed.
Yeah. And now that we talk about it, it just sounds like we were just a complete bunch of idiots. But we were young kids with imagination, okay?
And only the legendary ones would talk, and everybody else.
Yeah, everyone had their own name. And what was that one? It's like Tor something. I would always say Tortilla. It's not Tortwig. It was like a
Torterra.
Torterra.
Oh, Torterra.
I would always say Tortilla. Tortilla. But I remember them. No. Did you ever see that picture that was going?
We need to appreciate this.
My God. You just binge watched freaking Pokemon. I'm sure you can live without hearing this again.
No, the ending song is the worst.
Yeah,
it's the same thing every single time.
There was only 150 Pokemon to talk about at that time.
I memorized them.
But did you see the image that was going around Tumblr? But I only see Tumblr images on Facebook. But it was just like old generation versus new generation had like all the old Pokemon action figures on like. Bless you. On an old Game Boy, and then it had all the newer ones on the like DS or something, and it had like the very first Pikachu action figure, Charmander, Bulbasaur, and Squirtle. And you remember how fat Pikachu used to be?
Yeah.
Yes.
They showed how Pikachu was skinny now, and someone was just like, "Pikachu, what are your secrets?" It made me laugh because I was just like, I don't know what they were thinking with Pikachu at the time.
Pikachu's on Weight Watchers after that.
Like, I like him better when he was chubby, though. He's so much like cuddly.
He looked like Raticate.
True.
I still don't know how to call. Is it Ratatat, Ratatate, Ratatata?
Rat.
Rat.
I call him Rat.
He's just a rat.
He's Grape Rat.
Grape Rat?
Yeah, because he's purple.
Yeah.
Grape Rat.
Oh, Rat. Okay, I thought you were talking about Raticate. I was like, but he's brown.
Yeah, no.
Jesus, I completely forgot what I was going to say now.
Man, y'all make me think about when I had the Game Boy emulator on my phone for like 3 months. Yeah. And I was just playing Pokemon games forever.
I don't even remember what happened to my Game Boy. I just had it one day and it didn't. And I was so far in my Final Fantasy game and I missed my Fire Emblem game.
I have your Fire Emblem game.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm about to get me another Game Boy because I am playing that all over again. Fire Emblem, the Sacred Stones was my life.
No, but remember how my Game Boy would never die?
Yeah.
Like, it was always on red and it would never die.
Yeah.
It finally died. I turned it on, started playing it, and it turned off by itself. And I can't turn it back on now, and my charger's broken.
Rest in pepperonis.
Yes.
What?
Ripping pepperonis.
Ripping pepperonis? Yep. R-I-P-P? No, it'd be R-I-P. IP.
I'm sorry. R-I-P-P? Rip. Or, no, you said IP. Rip-hip.
Rip-hip.
Oh, my God.
Rip-hip-hip-hip-hip.
Rip-hip. Rip-hip-hip.
No, you know what I think about, like... Rip-rip. You know what kind of confuses me now?
If you get that, I will love you forever. Nope, you don't get it?
No, I know where it's from, but I can't tell where it's from.
It's the bombs from Mario.
What? Wait.
The little bomb thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from Mario.
Yeah. I got you.
Little bombs that would walk around and then when they got agitated, they're about to blow up. That's the sound that they would make.
Mm-hmm.
I love those things until they blow up on you and you're not expecting
Yeah.
And they're one of the most useless things on Mario Kart until they work. It's either completely helpful or you wish the person that threw it was dead.
Right.
Or if you have it behind you when you're driving and someone throws a red shell at you.
Mm. Or the green shells. Made me so mad.
Yeah, if someone was lucky enough to hit you with the green shell, that made you mad. But if someone got really lucky by just hitting it and it banks off a wall and comes back at you.
Right.
Yeah. One of the most rage-inducing things. Because it would just be like, oh, goodbye, now I'm coming back.
Right.
Excuse me, Mike, I didn't mean to caress you like that.
Oh.
Are you okay? I'm sorry, I love you. I don't know why I'm caressing this, Mike. Maybe later. Hey.
That was a good music cue right there.
No, and the bananas were literally like the worst things if you were playing against your friends, unless somebody was right behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Because like that, you would drop them just to get rid of them,
mm-hmm.
and then they would just sit there, and you'd be like, "Oh, hey, there's my banana. Oh, there it is again.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Wow, still no one's driven by you yet."
And then you would always get like the notification if
you just be driving us, and you're just like, "Yahoo!" You're just like, "Did someone hit it? What just happened?"
And then you look at your like character map. And one of them would be spinning in a circle.
And you're just like, how did you hit that? Like,
right.
It's been like four laps. No one else hit it, but you had to be the idiot to do so. All
right,
cool.
It would be like you would already finish, and your guy would just randomly do it, and you'd look and be like, okay, the guy in eighth place hit it.
Oh, God, I hated being in last place, because then the game feels pity. It's like, oh, here's all the good stuff, and then you get up to fifth, and it's just like, you ain't getting any luck now.
Right, here's the bullet bill to get you up to fifth, and we're not giving you anything else.
I hate it, though, when you're in eighth place, but everyone's close together, and if you get the bullet bill, it's just like, let me just destroy all of y'all real quick while I get the first.
Pretty much.
Bullet bill was way too OP in crowded places. But if it's like, if you're like far in eighth place, it's just like, here's like a bunch of super speeds to get there.
Right.
You're not going to catch up.
I still remember the most mad I was in Mario Kart. My dad built it up all the way, finished the game, had every single course, every single character, every single hidden ability for a character all unlocked. I hit reset.
Oh.
I still haven't gotten back to where he was.
Why did you hit reset?
I didn't know what I was doing.
He was being stupid.
Obviously.
Because I was trying to create an emblem. You know how you could create your own emblems for the carts and stuff?
Yeah.
And reset was the button that led you to believe it would help.
Well, no, because there was a reset, and I thought it meant,
reset the logo. Emblem, yeah.
And it specifies when it's going to reset.
It just said reset. I was like six. You can't.
What Mario Kart was it?
The original one for the DS. Well, not original, but...
Mario Kart DS? I love that game.
Same.
It was so fun because, I don't know. The maps were fun.
Wait, let's rant about Rainbow Road for a second.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
No matter what Mario Kart, unless it's Mario Kart 64, every Rainbow Road sucked.
Yeah, especially when you went up that loop because you couldn't control it. When you're going up the loop, you're just like, I really hope I'm not going off the edge.
Because then the game would either be like, I'm going to show pity on you and put you at the end, or it's just like, you're doing that again.
Right.
Oh, God. Bro. But Mario Kart 64 was the only good one. It was super boring, but it was the only one where you wouldn't fall off constantly because it constantly had barriers.
Right.
God, Mario Kart 64 was boring.
Bro, I remember you used to just, on Rainbow Road, I used to just jump through, just gaps in between the course, and I just, fall on to the next part, and next thing you know, from being in fifth, I was in first, because I just skipped.
The older ones, like Mario Kart, some of the older Mario Karts would let you do that, but Mario Kart 8 will not let you do that anymore. If you fall off the edge in within a second, it's like, nope, you get back over here. That game will not let you cheat anymore.
Mm-mm.
In Mario Kart 64, though, there was this part in Mario Circuit where if you would jump over this wall... And you would, glitch through the map, and it would bring you back to the beginning, and you would drive through the finish line again, and it would count it as a lap. So you could do that and finish it in, 30 seconds, and people would be like, what?
No, do you remember, I forgot what it was called, but it was Mario Kart Racing, but it was, where you could have two people.
Oh, Double Dash.
Yeah. For the GameCube.
That's still one of my favorite Mario Karts ever.
Because they had, the baby races.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That game was amazing. And, you could either have perfect duos or have, these two people that are not meant for each other. And they make, this great team. Because you could have, Bowser and Toad. And Toad's good for, driving better.
Right.
And Bowser's good for, I don't know, just pissing Bowser.
His special was the best. The huge shell?
If you can come up with the greatest creation, you were set.
Right.
But if you weren't, then you
weren't.
You have a bad team.
You made so many trial and errors. You're like, all right, let's try this one. Nope, that one didn't work. Oh, that one kind of works.
Who would have thought Mario Kart Double Dash would be a game Skyrim and all that?
Right.
How you'd have to just create the perfect character.
Right.
You had to create the perfect duo, and if you found that, you were set to go for every race. I remember at one of your birthday parties, you brought your GameCube, and... we played that once. I think it was your birthday party. It might have been Jay. No, it was yours.
My birthday party. Remember when my dad had the resort?
Yeah.
It was during the summer, and he brought it to the resort, and we stayed there for a week, and that's all we played.
Yeah, I remember that night. It was fun. I don't know why I said that like that. Howdy, y'all. My name's Southern AJ. It's going to have a rootin' tootin' time. How about that? Yeehaw.
I don't know if I can dig that, though.
You don't know if you can dig my southern dig, my southern hillbilly hick, miss? Yeah.
It's called a draw.
Yeah, that thing. You know, us being southern and all that, or not southern, me being a hillbilly and all that, I never went to school. School was for they were for all the smart kids, 4.0 GPA. What does GP even stand for? Gross people, appendages, I don't even know what an appendage is. I just kind of said the first word. I heard it. It's from a smart folk. I think he was a doctor or scientist or something. You know, the person with a PhD or whatever those are. Yeah.
People hydraulic.
What's a hydraulic? What's a hydro? Is that the thing that makes your car go vroom?
No, it's the thing. I don't even know.
See, you might just be from the same part of town I am, because we don't seem to understand the world just like each other.
But I don't think he knows his cousins as well as you do, though.
I got Billy, Tim, Mike, Joe, Bill, Mikey, the other Mike. We don't talk about that one.
No, we're talking about the other cousins.
Oh, you mean Jimmy, Billy, Samwash, Marshall?
No, the other cousins.
You mean the ones that eat each other?
No.
The ones that you were able to have a daughter and a son with.
Oh, my sister, cousin, brother, sister.
Yeah, those.
Yeah, my sister, brother, cousin, wife, mother.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I love old good sister, brother, cousin, sister, mother, aunt, grandma. It's not nice to be talking about people behind their backs. I'll get sister, brother, Michael over here.
We're not behind your back. We're in front of you.
Yeah.
Don't get smart with me in my town. I'll get my 17 inbred cousins to come fight you. They're not all cousins, though. They're kind of like mixtures of brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers. It's okay, though, because, you know, we all bound together and we make a good old family.
We might have actually been bound together at one point.
We might have all come from the same egg. Who knows? I don't even know which person gave birth to me because we're all the same. It could be my wife, mother, cousin, aunt, grandma, aunt.
Oh.
She could be my mom. I don't know. They're all mother to me at some point.
Hello, Maury? I think we need to figure something out.
The DNA would be construed, my friend. He'd be like, you are the...
You're everything.
You're the green. I'm the what? You're everything.
You're everything.
Carson, you want to
know
something?
You're even the sister.
What? What happened to all them crystals you saved from like under your bed when we was younger?
My mom got mad when we moved out, and she was like, what in the living are all of these?
Crystals.
And I was like, Mom, they're diamonds. She was like, you better go throw those outside right now before, and she used some profound language.
Crystals.
Yeah, we like found a bunch of rocks from remember at the old house, the like big,
cardboard box.
No, like where all the rocks, were
under
across the street.
Yeah.
We took a bunch of those and we would break them open. There'd be like quartz inside of them.
That's lit.
I thought they were diamonds.
Well, when you were smart, everything was a diamond.
Yeah.
And then you get older and figure out diamonds just a shiny rock.
Yeah.
Formed under pressure.
Don't get girls flowers. Get girls rocks. Rocks don't die on you. The word I'm thinking of is diamond, but you know. It's okay. You guys aren't smart. It's okay. That's why you're on the show. You failed at life already. I'm just kidding. Love you guys.
My life's barely starting.
Push you to the edge?
All my friends are dead.
And
all
with
my
that.
Friends are led.
And, oh, God. And with that, I'm sorry.
My friends are bread.
I'm just going to move on. So thank you for joining us for another Little Fella Radio. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. When you're your parents, think Amazon. Shop through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Remember to tell all your friends and family about Little Fella Radio. Share the show on your Facebook wall, retweet on Twitter, and follow us on Instagram. Just search Little Fella Radio, all one word. That's it for the show. I'm AJ. That over there is my wonderful brother, Karsten. And that over there is my other wonderful brother, Jalen. Thank you for joining us. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.